Today we enter a new series of conversations that we're calling Channeling Wealth. To be clear, you're channeling everything all the time. Channeling is manifesting. They're the same thing, but we look at them from a different perspective, particularly when it comes to the topic of wealth, although it could be about just about any topic. What we call channeling, what we're referring to is what you do all the time. Now, there is a channeling with a big C, which is what is happening here in the way in which Frank is bringing forth these words, and you yourself may be familiar with this. You may be doing it yourself. But this is a specific thing, as opposed to painting or writing or dancing or walking down a street. This is channeling as a specific physical act. But that's not the channeling with the big C that we're referring to. The channeling we're referring to, we call it with the little c. It's what you're doing at all times as you are manifesting your reality, and everyone does this. There's nothing about this that requires you to develop a skill. All we're doing here is inviting you to turn your perception just a little bit. You're calling forth your desires, and that includes wealth in all of its forms, although the primary form we're going to be focusing on here is likely cash, dollars, pounds, euro, etc. You're calling forth your desires. You're continuously constructing a holographic universe that you are specifically using so that you can encounter and delight in the feeling, this is important, the feeling that each and every desire brings you as it happens, as it rises up, as it meets you in return. Falling back into the flow of channeling, meaning that you're being carried by it as opposed to you carrying it, is very powerful. And in this series, we're inviting you to remember that you do this already. And we also invite you to begin to practically apply this fact using this particular lens of perception more and more to what you are perceiving. So you take this lens of perception, I'm channeling all of this into being, as a way of looking at that which is in being, that which is in form, that which is in your hologram. And we really do recommend you particularly look at this when it comes to your manifesting wealth. Now, one of the things that may happen at first as you begin to contemplate this is it might upset you, to be quite blunt. If what we're saying is that everything everywhere is happening for you and that you're manifesting everything and that manifesting is indeed channeling, and that you're channeling all of these things into your reality, and you look at your wallet, you look at your bank account, and you may realize, or you may have the idea, and we just want to bring your attention to this, not because it's real or true, but because it may be the thing that is happening. It's not necessarily valid, it's just a thing that may happen. It may suddenly make you upset, or depressed, or sad, because you're looking at, or irritated, or frustrated, or angry. It may be a feel worse, that you look at your wallet, and you look at your bank account and you say, why don't I have more? If I'm channeling all of this into being, why haven't I done better? Which is a ridiculous question on its face for two reasons. One is when you basically look at something and you critique it or you criticize it or you condemn it or you curse it, you're not doing yourself any favor. We understand the logic behind that. We understand the cultural idea and the cultural norm of all things are lessons. And so you have not learned the lesson and you must do more in order to learn the lesson. Bullshit. That's not true. That's just something you've taught yourself. That's why when you look at your wallet or your bank account and you say, it's not enough. Why haven't I done more? If I'm channeling everything into being, if I'm manifesting everything, then why isn't there more? That's not an approach that is helpful. If you listen to the language, if, which is the key word as to what's going on here, if I am channeling, comma, then why isn't there more, question mark? That's a logical question. This is metaphysics. You start with what you have and amplify it. That's metaphysics. You turn around and examine, observe, pick apart, tear into little pieces. That's logic. Now, logic is very powerful when it comes to doing things like measuring flour for baking bread or checking the particular tensile strength of steel for building a bridge. That's logic. That's very helpful. It's very helpful. You're not attacking the flour. You're not attacking the measuring cup. You're not attacking the steel. You're not attacking the iron ore from which it arose. You are simply measuring it. You're observing it to your benefit. But when you turn on yourself and you look at what you have wrought and you say, this is not sufficient, and you find it lacking, this is not particularly helpful. And it's something to be aware of, not because it's inevitable, but because it's likely that this is what actually is happening, even right now as we're speaking. And we're not trying to lead you into a process that's somehow or another fraught with logical traps. What we're doing is acknowledging that the minute you become aware of the fact that you are indeed manifesting everything, it can suddenly kind of hit you like a ton of bricks, because you're likely going to bring along with you the logical constructs of how education, training, and learning works. And we're not involved in education, training, or learning here. These are all conversations about reminding, remembering, opening yourself up to who you are, letting yourself have more and more of that which you desire. You're certainly in the middle of that right now. And all of this happening here, of course, is happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. Nothing happening here is happening because you've somehow fucked up. Everything happening here is happening because it's helpful. Everything, including this conversation, which is where you are right now as you're listening to this with your ear. You're listening, which means you're manifesting. You're manifesting this language. You're manifesting this voice. You're manifesting these ideas to your benefit. That's a place to start. So if we look at channeling with a capital C, because we're going to come back and refer to that again and again and again, the job of a channel with a capital C is to basically get out of the way. But that actually is what you're doing with the with channeling with a small C. Big C channeling is getting out of the way as an intentional act. As someone once said, it's setting your ego aside so that something broader can come and speak through you. But the fact is, you may see this as an on-off switch. Certainly most people who channel capital C, they do see it as an on-off switch. And there's a whole series of conversations, certainly that Frank has had with us and that we have had with others about who am I in the midst of this, which is a good question. And it's going to sound like we're talking about big C channeling, but we're not. We're really talking about little C channeling. But we're going to use the big C channeling as the particular way of approaching the idea. Who am I in the middle of this? Frank had a very difficult time with that once upon a time for about a week, as though he was having a nervous breakdown. He couldn't quite figure out who was doing what and who was he in the midst of all that was happening. He knew something powerful was occurring. He'd been channeling for quite some time, for many years, at the point that this occurred. But then something happened, not really relevant, and suddenly he became aware of the fact that he really was a channel, in the same way that one might say, I'm an author, or I'm a painter, or I'm a machinist, or I'm a baker. And he began to realize that's what he was here for, and that's what he wanted to do. And we don't mean karmically, that's what he was here for, or life purpose, that's what he was here for. But this is what he wanted to do. It was his desire. And once he surrendered to it, it suddenly scared him. Because, of course, there's the surrender, the power of surrender, which is awesome and amazing and magnificent and immeasurably large. And then there's what we've been referring to recently, to the petty tyranny of, I need to be in charge of all this. And as a channel, capital C channel, you cannot be in charge of anything. It's just not possible. It just doesn't happen. But let's talk about small C channeling. And let's talk about our friends, Electricity and Running Water, who have done such a great bang-up job in helping us show off what is actually happening. You are channeling electricity to your devices, and you're mostly getting out of the way. In fact, you're almost completely getting out of the way. So we talked before as we talked about default manifesting and electricity being one of our favorite examples because of just what it is, and the fact that electricity can kill you if you don't handle it correctly. But all of you use it blatantly and blithely without care because you're manifesting a reality in which electricity would have to work really hard to try to kill you. You have to be kind of, maybe not stupid is the right word, but you need to be quite ignorant and do kind of a cascading series of just unfortunate events to get to that point. But the bottom line is, you flip a switch in the kitchen next to the sink, and it doesn't concern you. That's because your sink and the electricity running through the walls and the position of where the water is compared to the electricity is all very much thought out and handled for you, happening for you on your behalf to your benefit. But you are channeling electricity. Now, we talk about it and we'll say, from a physical perspective, from a logical perspective, there's a power plant up somewhere away from you, not too far, but away from you. And there are wires and converters and all sorts of different tools and mechanisms and all sorts of everything that make sure that you don't get directly what happens when you turn a turbine using steam generated by hot water coming from natural gas or coal or nuclear rods sitting in the water. You don't get the direct output of that turbine. It's converted down to make it possible for you to plug in your toaster without it exploding, which is nice. You're channeling this into being. Now, we're talking about it from a logical perspective, like there's a power plant, turbines, hot water, electricity being stepped down to the wall, to the socket, to your device. But that's not actually what's happening. That's the logical way of looking at it. If we turn it and we look at what you're actually doing, you have the toaster, you plug it into the socket, and it is electrified in the perfect way so that the toaster doesn't kill you and it doesn't explode. And when you put your two slices of bread into the toaster and press the down button, it sits and heats up an element that then, using electricity, that then provides toast for you. Toast your bread on both sides very conveniently and then pops up when it's done so that it doesn't toast too long or not long enough. If you recognize this and acknowledge what is actually going on here, this isn't about toast. It's not about toasters. It's not even really about electricity. You're channeling forth toast that's coming through a toaster that's being powered by electricity. You're channeling electricity so that bread you're manifesting is then toasted so that you can have your toast points or you can have your gravy served on toast or have it smothered with jam and butter. Manifesting, 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 manifesting. You're manifesting the jam, you're manifesting the butter. And we could talk about how the cows were involved to get the butter there, but the truth is there's not a cow in your kitchen. So you're literally manifesting butter. And this sounds very silly, we understand. But the truth is, this is very silly in the sense that you already have what you want and everything you're having is manifesting and amplifying. So there's a continuation of butter in the refrigerator or on the counter. There's a continuation of jam. There's a continuation of bread. There's a continuation of toast. There's a continuation of a toaster. And of course, you think that you just go to the kitchen and you encounter bread and a toaster and jam and butter and electricity coming out of the socket. But that's not true. You're channeling all of that into being and you're stepping aside to make it possible. So if we go back to the big C channeling, again, as someone once said, the job of the channel is to basically call forth energy, make it available, make the space available for the energy to come through, and then set to the side. We've talked about that in the past as Frank is sitting in a chair knitting while we're talking through him. Listening somewhat, but not listening to everything and not necessarily paying attention to everything we're saying, because that's not his job. His job is not to stand on top of it and monitor it logically, although he's gone through phases where he does that. There's no question. But mostly what he does, and he's very, very good at it, is allowing us, actually you, to manifest through him. Now, we, of course, are your agents. You're manifesting us through him, like you manifest toast through the toaster, so to speak. It does take a toaster and bread to make toast, and that's your logical thing. Now, you have the ability to walk into the kitchen and just have a plate of toast standing there with no toaster inside and no loaf of bread anywhere to be found. If you think about how butter comes into your kitchen, you may think, well, yes, I went to the store and the store got their butter from a dairy and the dairy had cows and the cows gave milk and blah, 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 blah. But there's no cow in your kitchen, but you have a tub of butter or a stick of butter in the refrigerator or sitting on a in a plate somewhere. Whatever you're doing with it, there's no cow to be seen. But yet you have a constant presence of butter, and you'll say, well, the butter came from the store. Did it? Are you sure? You're channeling butter into being. And this may sound ridiculous, channeling butter, but yes, you're channeling everything. The floor, upon which you stand. You may say, well, someone poured the concrete or someone nailed in the wood or laid the tile. Really? You may have even done it. Maybe you built the house and you're standing in. And you're standing on tile that's on top of concrete, or tile that's on top of wood, or carpet that's on top of wood, or carpet that's on top of concrete. Maybe you're in a yurt and you just have rugs sitting on top of the ground. And you may say, well, someone wove those rugs. Did they? Are you sure? Were you there? And you may say, yes, I wove these rugs. Okay. From wool that you dyed, or someone dyed, and the wool came from sheep. Did you shear the sheep? Now, the reason why we're doing this is not, we're not trying to talk about where things come from. It's not about supply chains or anything like that. We're talking about the fact that you believe butter comes from the store via the dairy, or after coming from the dairy, which was then made after a cow gave milk. And of course, the cow gave milk because the cow was in a field somewhere munching on grass or whatever delights the cow, and then produced the milk for reasons that we won't really won't get into, except that a bull was involved. So the bottom line is, you think that's where butter came from, but butter didn't come from anywhere. You're manifesting butter, sweet generous. It's literally on the counter in the refrigerator. Because of your desire, you're channeling it already. This is already happening, and you're mostly getting out of the way. The things, as we've said many times, where you interfere with the manifesting of stuff are the things that you consider to be beyond your scope, because you can't logically follow the track of how something got to you, or gets to you, or would happen. And you've told us, many of you have told us many different stories about how, I just don't know how to do that. I don't know how it happened. And we will say again and again and again, that's not really relevant. That's not your job. You're channeling all of this into being. So we've talked about toast, and we've talked about electricity, and we've talked about butter and cows. But let's talk about cash, dollars, pounds, and euro, and whatever currency floats your boat. If you look inside your wallet or your purse, or you look in the jar on the counter, or you look in the box that you keep under the floorboards, or the coffee can you keep in the freezer, or you look at the screen that shows you what the current balance for your account is, and you say, that came from blank, blank, blank. That came from, I sold this, I was paid that, they did this, I did that. Are you sure? You're just sitting in a chair right now looking at the contents of your wallet or the jar, or you're looking at the screen. You're manifesting those numbers right now. You're manifesting that wallet. You're manifesting those currency notes. You're manifesting those coins in the jar. You're manifesting the dots of light on the screen. But you have great faith in those things, and faith is not the key here. We'll just use it for a moment. You have great faith. You don't get in the way of the idea behind the logic of you having the currency notes you do in your wallet. But you didn't print those notes, we assume. And even if you did, you would still be manifesting. You would just be manifesting in a way that's a little tricky and probably a little bit too entangled for your own delight. But you have a wallet full of cash. You have a jar full of coins. You have an account that has a number that says this is your balance available to you to access right now. You have plastic cards, you have a device that tap into these things. You're manifesting all of this. You're channeling all of them into being. The key here is what is true for Big C channeling. Getting out of the way. Getting out of the way. We cannot emphasize this enough. Now, here's another thing that happens with Big C channels. They have no fucking clue what the hell they're talking about. They're not coming up with the ideas. Now, if you've paid attention to Frank and how he works, you know that there's a thing that he does at the very beginning of every conversation where he will say something like, yes, indeed, we are quite pleased, blah, blah, blah. That's him kind of like priming the pump. That's him like turning the key in the engine. By the time that phrase is done, he's pretty much finished. He's not doing it anymore. It's us. But you've heard him sometimes say at the beginning of a moment when he's bringing us forth, where he will stop and say, nope, that didn't work. Or no, let me start over again. Because there's a little sputter in the engine, so to speak. Occasionally in the middle of these events, like what is happening right now, there will be a pause or there'll be a hiccup or you'll hear a long pause in the middle of a sentence. And you may wonder what the hell is going on. And we'll just say, well, for whatever reason, Frank can't find the word. And so there's a little bit of a pause. Now, logically, pay very close attention to what we're about to say. Logically, you would assume something has gone wrong. That sputter at the beginning of a particular segment where we're channeling, where Frank goes into it and then it says, nope, stop. Let's start over again. Sputters better. Something has gone wrong. That's the logical assumption. Makes sense. Seems like you have pretty clear evidence that that is true. But that's not what's going on. There's something that's helpful about that. This is very important. This is very, very, very important. Most of the reason why you think that you're supposed to be involved in things and in charge of things is because you want to make sure you never make a mistake. And that's not ever possible. You've never once made a mistake. In any of the times where there's been a sputtering at the beginning or even in the middle of one of these segments where we're coming through, nothing has ever gone wrong, ever. Things have been weird or strange, but they get your attention. There's something useful about that. We don't know what it is. We have no clue. We can't hear what is being said. We can only watch and listen and feel. Now, watch and listen isn't right because that's sensory, but you get the general idea. We pay attention to your experience, how you're responding to the words being said, and we pay attention to Frank's experience and how he's responding to what he does here. He does hear everything in the sense that there's a tap, 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 tap on his eardrum from the sound waves coming out of his larynx and his voice. But the primary thing that we're paying attention to is how you respond vibrationally to what is being said. Now, notice what we're doing here. Again, it sounds like we're talking about Big C channeling, but we're not really. We're talking about small C channeling and what you do. Because that's what you're doing. You go into the kitchen and you see the toaster. Maybe it's plugged into the wall, maybe it isn't. You see the loaf of bread. And your assumption is, that's the word. It's the assumption. Your assumption is that was there, that is there because it was there before. And so if you are tapped into that and you're trying to pay it really close attention, you can put your hand on the toaster and remember, oh, I remember where this toaster came from. The backstory is present. The bread, the loaf of bread, the backstory is present. The dish of butter, the jar of jam. They all have a backstory. The kitchen itself, where the kitchen came from. You may not know who built it or constructed it, but you know when you moved in and you have memories, quote unquote, memories of what happened there that build into a continually evolving story of my time in the kitchen, all in quotes. That's you channeling ideas into being. That is not what happened. There is no memory. There's no past in that kitchen. That kitchen is entirely new every time you walk into it. You have never been there before, ever. Small C channeling is what you're doing all the time. It's manifesting. The reason for looking at it through this lens, the reason for talking about manifesting through this lens, is to allow you to begin to notice how you're not doing hardly anything. Friday morning, Frank awoke and thought, what the fuck is this series about? Quite literally is almost his first thought. And we said, it's about channeling wealth. And Frank said, I don't know what the fuck that is. I know how to channel words. I don't know how to channel wealth. And we said, well, we'll show you. And so we did. And that's going to be the process that we show each of you, or that we offer each of you here today. But by the time it was over, nothing had happened. Not physically. Now, think about this. Frank has access to a huge database of thousands of recordings. Thousands. And he's the only one who does. You have access to those that you're a participant in, that you were part of. But he can see the whole range of them. Thousands and thousands. They're stored across different parts of the internet. They're not just in one place for good reason. And he can turn on one of them. He can just randomly open one up and start listening, and has never heard any of those words before. He doesn't have a memory of those words. Occasionally, he might remember one or two things, or the context, like if it was a private session, he might remember the context of the reason why the question was asked, or what the person said after the conversation. Or he might remember the person as being somebody separate and apart from the conversation itself, having known them in real life, as opposed to just talking to on the phone. But if, let's say if there's 20,000 recordings, 19,995 of them, he doesn't have any idea where they came from. He knows the logic of them. He can look at the time steps. He can look at the file itself and see where it's located, and he can see what notes are in the database about it that make clear to him, oh, okay, yes, I know where this came from. I don't remember it happening. And that's absolutely true. Now, many of you talk to Frank about this in your own way, and there are different questions that are asked about this. And again, we're still not talking about Big C channeling. We're not even talking about Frank here. We're talking about you. You ask him why, whether he does, and then you'll talk to him about it. And then it will, if you do talk to him, as many of you have done, he will begin to remember certain things. But by the time the phone is down and he's moved on, he then doesn't really remember what he talked about with you, even after the conversation, even when it was just him. There's a reason for this. And this gets to the process we're going to be offering you and what this series is really about. Frank knows better than to try to track all of that which has happened here, because it's much bigger than he has any capacity to contain or understand or hold. And also, each one of you have brought, even if you think, well, I've talked with these stupid fucking ghosts several times, I've asked many questions in private and in public, and then you think, well, yes, then there's been all these other people, and so multiply that out, and 20,000 isn't the right number, it's actually bigger than that. But the bottom line is, if you are thinking that what has happened here is something very specific to you, that's correct. But what, as far as Frank is concerned, he has very little knowledge of it. And it's not something that he's necessarily chosen or not chosen. The choice came from when he suddenly realized what was going on here. Who was he in relationship to this? Something we've said before, he holds the space. Something we've recommended to many of you who are healers, when you will say, well, I need to figure out what to say to my client. And we would say, no, you really don't. Your job is to just hold the space and let the words come. In other words, Big C channel. Even if you don't call yourself a channel, that's what we are recommending. But The bottom line here is Frank doesn't remember any of this. That's important. We're not just saying it casually. We're not saying it off the cuff. This is kind of the heart of this. Put your attention on what we have said over and over and over again. Now, we're calling upon memory, but you'll remember. You'll remember because it's right for you, and it's not memory, actually. It's happening in the red hot minute. It's not coming from before. It's happening right now. You'll remember how many times we've said. You don't really know whether that happened or not. Big C channeling, part of it is to detach from continuity. Another way we could put that is if talking to Frank, or if we were coaching or speaking with someone about their own Big C channeling experience, we'd say, let the ghosts do the work. Let the ghosts hold the continuity. You don't do that. Your job is to know how to let go, to let the words come through you. That's it. That's all you're there to do. Just sit there and look pretty with your eyes closed or whatever. Your job is to set aside. Now you benefit. You're the primary beneficiary of this channeling. Because you will feel the flow of energy. And that's always a delicious thing. You will feel better that's continuously there. You will feel the vibrational attitude brought to you by the ghosts, who will be expansive and also unyielding and unwavering in what they see and how they hold the idea of whatever it is that is being discussed or presented. That's very powerful stuff. It's not nothing. It's a big deal. With small C channeling, you're doing that already with electricity. You're letting electricity take care of itself. You're letting water, running water, in pipes, take care of itself. You are letting the internet take care of itself. You're letting the banking system take care of itself. You're already doing this all over the place, and you just may not know it, and you don't know anything. There may be brilliant engineers in these conversations who know a lot about electricity, who know a lot about pipes, who know a lot about the interconnectivity of computers, which refers to the internet and the banking system. But nobody knows everything about the whole thing. There's no one alive who does. They're interdependent and interconnected systems. Each person who's involved with each one of these things has their part. And while, yes, there are certainly congregations of people who get together annually or monthly or however they do so, to talk about the state of these things and to come up with good ideas about what to do next and toss problems against each other to figure out how to solve them, quote unquote. No one really knows how any of these things work as a singular, except for you. And you don't know how they work. You know that they work. And then the rare occasions when they don't work, you're really clear about how that is not what you expect to continue. We recommend you bring this to the manifesting, the channeling of wealth. We'll talk more about how manifesting and channeling are the same tomorrow. But for now, we end this opening. We invite you to take a deep breath and to remember what we like to say each and every time we say it, and this is definitely an example of everything we just said. That as wonderful and as delightful and as amazing and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better and better from here.